Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little soul vaccination there for you if you're suffering from honkypox. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And today, well, I deliver, folks. I'm talking about the best fighter in the world. Pound for pound, he may be the number one guy on the list. I'm talking about the Fighter of the Year for 2011, Mr. Andre Ward. That's right, the world super middleweight champion will be in the house today just in a few minutes. So if you'd like to spend some time online with Andre, we do have toll-free phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. At about 35 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in two division champions. We're talking about former junior lightweight and lightweight champion, the Tiger. He's a bail bondsman now, but he's Tony the Tiger Lobos out of Sacramento, California. 50-8, 34 KOs, of course, as I said, a two-division world champion, 130 and 135 pounds. So there's lots of talk, boxing to talk about in this first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Then in hour number two, we'll talk about MMA. We'll bring in Cesar Gracie, of course, the renowned member of the famous Gracie family. Of course, they founded the UFC back in the day. And, of course, the he's the manager of one of the best fighters in the world, Nick Diaz. But Nick Diaz has got some head issues regarding, well, he just got some personal problems. And obviously, he failed his last fight, the drug test after his last fight, testing positive for marijuana. So there's sort of he's sort of in trouble with the Nevada State Athletic Commission right now. But we'll talk about MMA in hour number two. Hour number one, it's all about boxing. Once again, toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can catch us at Twitter, and use the hash mark, and then Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like
class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break. In fact, Tower of Power is in Europe as I speak on a, I believe, a month-long tour. So they're going to the United Kingdom. I think they're in London tonight, tomorrow. Then they're going to Oslo, Norway. They're going to Denmark. They're going to Copenhagen. They're spreading the funk from Oakland, California, all around the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the latest you can get on Tower of Power is at towerofpower.com. Speaking of towers of powers and people from Oakland, folks, my next guest, a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon. Well, I started the bandwagon. I built the bandwagon on this young man. Of course, I'm talking about the Fighter of the Year for 2011, the Mr. Andre Ward himself. What's up, Andre?
Hey, Dro. What's the word, buddy?
Nothing, man. How's life treating you?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of getting the body back going and waking my body up, getting the juices flowing again and just kind of waiting for the phone to ring, trying to see what's next.
So what are the possibilities?
You know what, it's difficult to say because, you know, so much is in the air right now from, you know, what network we're going to be on, you know, either HBO or Showtime. And, you know, really the whole structure of the networks, you know, from the higher up. You know, things have changed. So, you know, they have a different standard in terms of what fights they want to accept, what fights they don't want to accept, what they're willing to pay for. So we're in the process of trying to figure out what they're looking for from us and what is it going to take to, you know, hopefully get a multi-fight deal. So that's kind of what we're in the process right now. And, you know, in the meantime, I'm trying to stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
Okay, now, of course, HBO didn't think too much early on. They weren't in the Andre Ward sweepstakes. You went to Showtime, but HBO didn't seem to be too interested. Now that you've captured the Super 6 tournament and you've been named Fighter of the Year, and your trainer, by the way, Virgil Hunter, congratulations to him, and I've already done so, but he's been named Trainer of the Year. So you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So as I said, he is 25-0, 13 KOs. He's coming off a win in December, of course, over Carl Froch. Carl Froch came in at 28-1, left the ring at 28-2, lost just about every round. I mean, Andre hasn't lost too many rounds as champion. He just hasn't. He really hasn't. I mean, he beat Arthur Abraham pretty easily. That was almost a shutout. Saki Obika, well, that was a shutout as well. Alan Green didn't really show up to fight. Alan Green just showed up to thought to get paid. Talked a lot of smack on Alan Green on a televised press conference from I believe he was training in Florida, but he was talking all kinds of smack. And when he came to town, he did nothing. Before that, Mikel Kessler, supposedly the best super middleweight in the world. Yeah, well, he came in here. He got schooled as well. He got stopped in a technical decision in 11 rounds. Of course, he should have been stopped on a TKO, but he said that he was cut and the cut was accidental and he went through all kinds of games. Anyway, the bottom line was he didn't want to deny my current guest an extra point there for the stoppage. But he did win the Super 6 tournament. Now, was there an extra bonus involved, Andre, in winning that tournament? Did he give you like an extra $10 or something or what?
$10. No, I didn't get the extra $10, but I did put my in Pedro, and that's where we are right now.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we air each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tony the Tiger Lopez will be up in about 20 minutes now. Of course, he's a former two-division world champion. And then in hour number two, we'll bring in Cesar Gracie of the famous Gracie family. Of course, Royce Gracie, considered like the best fighter in MMA when this whole UFC thing started back in the mid-early 1990s. He was the heavyweight champion, beating guys 50 and 60 pounds heavier than him, and he did so with ease. He did it with that Brazilian jiu-jitsu. When he gets guys on the ground, Royce Gracie is not the guy to mess with. Now, Andre, the landscape has changed at HBO and Showtime. People of Ross Greenberg, who I thought did great documentaries as far as baseball was concerned, but his acumen in the world of boxing was horrible, and he's been canned or he's been sent on his way. We got a new guy taking over at HBO. Showtime's got a new guy working with him. So are they both in the negotiating process right now? Are your people negotiating with both networks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's taking place. And that's what's been taking place the last 2 months. You know, and I'm getting a lot of questions about what's next, and I don't know what's next. You know, all I know is that I'm preparing myself physically, you know, to be at a certain point. So when we do get a deal done, I'll be ready to rock and roll. And as soon as I get the word, of course, all you know, all the fans and yourself, Pedro, you know, you guys will be the first to know.
Okay, so tell me, how many any new kids since I last talked to you? I know it's only been a couple of months, man. But
are you trying to be funny, Pedro?
No, well, you know, I'm just not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to ask you a real question. Now, are there any new kids in the family?
Yeah, we actually do. Me and my wife, we're due June 25th.
Again?
And this is our fourth and our final child.
Okay. I thought, all right. Well, now you've got two boys, a girl. Any idea what this what your next offspring will
we're gonna have three boys and a girl real quick.
Oh man, you sort of remind me of the old TV show My Three Sons.
Uh-huh.
I mean, or the Brady Bunch.
You can call it that. We got a happy home, and that's what's important.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm very happy that you're able to provide for them. Of course, your lovely wife has been with you a long, long time. And as I've told you before, when it comes to hitting the wife lottery there, you hit the wife lottery. No question about that, man.
I appreciate that, man. I got a tremendous wife, a beautiful wife. And, you know, people don't realize that having the home situation in order and having a good wife, like you mentioned, helps you do your job in whatever profession you do. So, you know, it helps me do my thing in the ring and keeps me focused, man. It definitely does.
Okay, let's go through the Super 6 tournament, the guys you fought. Mikel Kessler, Alan Green, I think Bika was a non-tournament fight, but we'll go through the opponents. Mikel Kessler, Alan Green, Sakio Bika, Arthur Abraham, Carl Frock. Who was the toughest there?
It's tough to say. You know, I get that question a lot. I get a lot of people asking me who was the toughest. Every fighter at the highest level is tough in their own right. And that's not, you know, just a cliche. That's real. Every fighter has their own, you know, skill set, their own set of, you know, strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I take my hat off to each guy. I mean, you know, hey, a lot of people looked at the Alan Green fight, for example, and said, oh, he didn't fight. But it's different with me being in the ring because I have to be mentally alert at all times. And I know this guy does pack a punch, and you know, in boxing, one shot can change it all. Kessler, I mean, he's a decorated champion coming into the fight, so he's not a guy that, you know, you can take lightly. So basically what I'm saying is this: sometimes, you know, with my style, you know, I have the ability to make it look easy, but it's not that easy. And I respect every guy that I fought, and you know, as you see, they continue to win after we fight, and you know, they're top contenders, a former champion, so I respect them.
But the key to beating Alan Green was taking away his left hook, wasn't it?
Well, we're just bringing the fight to him, you know. And what I've learned over the years is when you got a guy like Alan Green who does a lot of talking, or even a guy like Carl Froch, it doesn't mean that they don't believe what they're saying. It doesn't mean that they're not tough. It just means that, you know, if you really believe it, you don't have to say it as much as you're saying it. And I love fighting those kind of guys. And the antidote, and if we that. Legit, and that's what we did, and he wasn't able to keep up on the night.
Okay. I'm looking through the top 10 here of the 168-pound division. You fought just about everybody there. K Kelly Pavlik says he's going back down to 160 to fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now Chavez Jr. He weighs in at 160 pounds and then comes into the ring at 182 pounds. Is that fair, Andre?
It's the boxing. It's the business of boxing. On one hand, it's an advantage, you could say, because he's coming in a lot heavier than his opponent. But if he's got to drain himself, if he's got to cut that much weight, then if he's pushed to a certain point, you know, he'll physically break down too. So, yeah, to a degree, it is an advantage. But, you know, it's not the end-all, be-all. You know, it's also a disadvantage because he's having to really drain himself if he's putting on 20 pounds overnight.
You know what?
Mostly water.
I fought Ernie Chavez, who fought Melzer Taylor. He retired after losing to Melzer Taylor in Sacramento about 15 years ago. Anyway, but the bottom line is I fought him in the 84 National Golden Gloves, and he hit me so hard I couldn't believe it. But when I weighed in with him, I weighed 143, he weighed 147. And then when we got in the ring, I told my coach, I said, go check the passbook. He goes, what do you mean? I said, go check the passbook. That's not the same guy.
Right.
He goes, what are you talking about? Because we weighed in on a Tuesday and we fought on a Saturday. Well, he told me later he weighed 170 pounds.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I just felt that, you know, I mean, his power, I mean, I was out boxing him fine, but when he hit me, it felt like the whole world was coming to an end, and I had never been hit that hard in my entire life except for maybe in a car accident. But the bottom line is I just don't think that – Andre, would you have a problem going back to same-day weigh-ins?
I don't like it. You know, there's pros and cons. If I stayed at 68, I wouldn't like it because I don't really have to, you know, drain myself down to get to 68, but I do have to cut weight. And, you know, I need at least 24 hours to put the right fluids back in me. Now, if we did have same weigh-ins, that may compel me to go to 175, and I would be okay with it. So maybe that's what you're getting at. Maybe if we have the same day weigh-in, it'll cause everybody to be in their right weight class, and then I would accept that
in
under those circumstances. But if I had to stay at 68, it would be tough.
I had Chad Dawson on the show a couple weeks ago. Bad Chad Dawson, he's going to take on Bernard Hopkins again. And, of course, I thought Hopkins was acting a little bit when he said he got hurt the last time. Hopkins has been known to win Emmy Awards in the past. He just has. I mean, he's 46 years old. He's 47 years old. I mean, doesn't there come a time where a guy should just hang it up?
You know what? I mean, you know, everybody's got their opinion. I look at it like this. I mean, me personally, if I, you know, I'm not going to be fighting when I'm 40-some-odd years old. But I understand Bernard because Bernard started late, started making a lot of money late. He started sort of getting his money on the back end and not the front end, like a person like me who had the Olympic gold medal and so on and so forth. So, I mean, Bernard was defending his IBF belt and some of the belts that he won early in his career. You know, and I don't want to say for peanuts because, you know, generally speaking, it's a lot of money, but, you know, a champion of his caliber should have been making more money. That being said,
But he's got
like
enough. Andre, hold on, let me interrupt you. He's got enough money to retire on for three or four generations. Let me tell you how cheap this guy was.
I'm getting to that now.
Okay.
I'm getting to that now. That was then. But now I would like to see Bernard go out on top. I mean, I think Bernard could have went out on top, you know, after the Tarver fight. He could have went out after the Kelly Pavlik fight. He could have, I mean, the Pascal situation was just as beautiful as it could ever be. I mean, he, you know, it was an injustice in the first fight, many thought, came back, went to that guy's hometown, you know, became champion again. I mean, you know, I would have loved for Bernard to ride off in the sunset, you know, four or five fights ago, a couple years ago. But again, how can you tell a man, you know, when he is competing at this level, may not be what he used to be, but he's still competing, to hang him up?
You know what's funny is, and I've told the story many times, is that he was fighting Antoine Eccles. He and I had dinner together at the Riviera Hotel, and he wouldn't leave a tip for the waitress. I had to dig into my pocket and leave the tip. The guy was making $250,000 that night and would not leave a tip. He said, no, why should you tip them? They get paid. I mean, first of all, you leave tips, don't you?
I do leave tips. I leave nice tips. I don't over-tip, but I leave tips.
We're talking with Andre Ward, folks. Pound for pound, he may be the best fighter in the world. He is the Fighter of the Year for 2011. Of course, he's Super Middleweight Champion of the World. He's Super Six, Showtime Super Six Tournament winner. The people he was Going into that, he was a 4-1 underdog. Pedro bet a few bucks on that one. I made a little bit there. And, of course, he is 25-0, 13 KOs, coming off a December win, a near shutout win over Carl Froch. And he has no immediate plans right now other than to get in shape. But going back to getting in shape, I guess you've gotten to the point where you don't have to push cars around parking lots anymore, right?
No, not doing that, Pedro. Not doing that.
Were those rough days for you? I mean, when you didn't have a dime and you had to resort to, you know, the Virgil came up with these different mindsets, these different ideas in order to get you in shape and get you strong and this and that. Isn't it nice to have a few bucks now, be able to go to a nice gym?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I appreciate, you know, the dog days, so to speak, and, you know, appreciate, you know, the days even now, Pedro. I mean, you know, they're both necessary. And, you know, I'm just thankful, man. I've come a long way, but at the end of the day, I'm still hungry, and that's what's important. I mean, you know, I want to be one of those guys that can have some things in life, but also stays focused, stays grounded, and continues to push. And you know, the day that hunger leaves is the day I need to retire. You know, I don't want to be a guy that's, you know, in front of the mic saying, hey, you know, I took this young guy lightly, or, you know, I'm coming off a big win, so I didn't train. I don't want to be that guy. So, yeah, you know, things are nice. I'm appreciating. Things are looking up. But at the end of the day, it's how I finish, and I want to finish strong in this sport financially, but also, you know, career-wise.
Okay, last question. You know, Ray Leonard told me the same thing. Tommy Hearns told me the same thing. Ray Robinson said the same thing. All these guys say, you know, I'm not going to be sitting in front of a mic saying I got beat by a younger guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's going to make Andre, what's going to make you different here?
Man, it's just being conscious of what has happened in the past, like you said, and just, you know, it's really a mindset. I mean, you know, I'll say it like this, and it may sound strange, but I love the sport of boxing, but I don't love it enough to allow myself to be injured or to, you know, press on, you know, longer than I should. You know, I have not only a great team, but I have a great family around me. And, you know, believe it or not, you know, and I don't know when that time is going to come, but already I'm preparing myself for life after boxing, and I'm preparing my exit strategy, so to speak. And sometimes, you know, guys don't do that until it's too late. So, you know, I can't tell you what the future holds, but I'm telling you what I'm preparing myself for leading up to the end of my career and then after it's all over with.
Fighter of the Year 2011, Father of the Year for a long time, and, of course, the Husband of the Year as well. Andre Ward, God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Pedro. Thanks a lot, buddy.
The great Andre Ward, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Tower of Power talking about only so much oil in the ground. You seen the price of gas lately?
Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. Airtimestore.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
My favorite TV show from the 60s, Mannix. Want to mention Bobby Slayton there, the pit bull of comedy, is in Tommy T's tonight and tomorrow night in Pleasanton, California. I might be at the Sunday night show, but the bottom line is me and Bobby go back a ways. And last time I saw him, or take it back, the time before I saw him, he said I dressed like a New York pimp. He goes, "You know what? Every time you come to my show, you're dressed like a New York pimp. You're the only one that comes dressed to my shows. You and me are the two best dressers in the house." Well, I consider that a compliment. Speaking of guys that I'm not going to compliment, Manny Pacquiao got a lady pleading in the Philippines for Manny Pacquiao to give her son, their son, his name. Evidently, they had this illegitimate son about 4 or 5 years ago, and he was paying child support. Then he stopped paying child support. Now she's begging him to pay child support. Not only that, has Manny got some issues with, you know, women and illegitimate children and things like that. The saint that he is, the Catholic that he is, you know, condoms are a sin. Obviously, they must be with him because he's getting all these chicks knocked up. He supposedly got another girl knocked up in the Philippine Islands as well. A couple of years ago, this actress disappeared for like 18 months, and then she came back. 18 months she was gone, and then she came back back on the scene, and she said that she didn't have the baby. So I don't know if it was one of those like Janet Jackson, Elle DeBarge type of things where they had the baby and they're going to keep it secret for a long time. So, but then it was revealed this week that Manny Pacquiao's got tax problems in the Philippines. According to the Philippine Internal Revenue Service, he's failed to do a lot of things as far as turning in documents and paying taxes and things like that. You know, and I remember about 7 years ago he had tax problems, and Shelley Finkel got him out of all these problems with the IRS. And what did he do to Finkel? He booted Finkel out and brought in Bob Arum. So now he's got three promoters. He's got Michael Kontz, his agent in the Philippines. He's got Bob Arum, the Maza Bob of the Top Rank Plantation, Master Bob. And then he's got Oscar De La Hoya of Golden Boy Promotions getting a cut of his purse. So he's got three guys cutting his money before he even gets his check. And we're not talking about him paying his trainer yet, or his training fees, or anything like that, or his taxes. We're talking about three people taking significant cuts of his money before he even gets paid. Now, is Manny Pacquiao smart enough to be president of the Philippines? No. He doesn't even have a high school education. He has one of those, like Chris Rock says, a GED, good enough for a diploma, okay? So he obviously is not too smart. He's a congressman in the Philippines, okay? What good is this? I mean, well, what good is this? You have a celebrity congressman. I mean, Ronald Reagan wasn't much of a president, although people will say he'll go down as the greatest president of all time. Yeah, except for all those people that he cut off Social Security disability, and they ended up committing suicide en masse across the country because they had no money or medical benefits. Yeah, and he busted the unions back in the 1980s. So I wouldn't consider him a great president. He was a horrible governor here in California. Left us with one of the greatest deficits we've ever had as far as this country is concerned. But Manny Pacquiao, I just don't know. Electing a buffoon to be congressman, I guess you got to be a buffoon to elect a buffoon. That's all I've got to say. And he's got his issues, as I said, maybe two or three illegitimate kids, at least one that we know of for sure, and he isn't paying child support on that. You know, Manny, are you supposed to be a saint? You're supposed to be like a godlike figure in the Philippines? Man, you sound like a turd to me. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, the Tiger, El Tigre, Tony Lopez on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Want to get your lawn into shape this spring? Stop into Lowe's today and get 20% off when you buy two bags of Scott's Turf Builder. That's 20% off the Scott's fertilizer you need to kill major lawn weeds and build strong, deep roots now, and the Scott's fertilizer you'll need later in the year. And you can also save on bottles of soft soap liquid hand soap, previously $2.18, now only $1. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/11. Selection may vary by market. See store for details.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Now, they don't call me Priest, and I'm not actually Superfly. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Want to say hello to our folks out there on the American Forces Network. And if you guys make the decision to dump Rush Limbaugh after calling that girl a slut and a prostitute on the radio, go ahead and do so, because he's a piece of work. I met him about 15 years ago in an elevator at KNBR here in the city when I was working with KNBR, and make it almost 20 years ago. And I accused him of stealing my name, the Pit Bull of radio. We went back and forth, and the program director, this little short guy, this midget guy, is standing behind Limbaugh, raising his hands, "Don't say nothing, don't say nothing, don't say nothing." Like, yeah, I was scared of Rush Limbaugh, this big fat buffoon. Yeah, right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Once again, hello to the folks on the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Network, the Cable Radio Network, and those listening worldwide on the fabulous internet. All the way, well, not all the way, 90 miles from where I'm at, in Sacramento, California, comes my next guest. He was 58-1 as a pro, 34 KOs. Of course, I'm talking about the man that won the junior lightweight and lightweight championship of the world, the Tiger himself, Tony the Tiger Lopez. Mr. Lopez, Tony, how are you, sir?
Good, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We haven't seen each other since Richard Duran's funeral. And, of course, that was a little bit of a sad event, Richard having to go early because at the age of 46, because he couldn't afford medical insurance, couldn't afford the high blood pressure medicine. That really kills me. I mean, that's what's so frustrating to me as far as the country is concerned, Tony. I hate to bring up social issues right away, but the fact that we don't have a medical plan in this country to cover people, and, you know, you can go to England, you can go to Canada, you can go to Spain, you can go to Portugal, you can go to Norway, you can go to Denmark, you can go to all these places, and they've got doctors. You can go see a doctor. It doesn't cost you any money to go see a doctor, but Richard couldn't afford the high blood pressure medicine. He had a stroke, and he died at the age of 46.
Yeah, you know, it's really sad about that, but, you know, speaking on the other subject, I had a nephew that just got back from Europe.
Yeah.
And he very much so wanted that the government pays for your health insurance, right? And that's how they do it over there. And when he came back, now he's highly against it. He said it's not worth it. He said I never needed a doctor over there, so I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. I pay out the butt for my health insurance, but, you know, to me it's, you got to have it.
Got to have it. Of course, I did get sick in Peru, Colombia, and Macau. And I remember when I got sick in Colombia, I spent a day and a half in the hospital, and the doctor walked me out of the hospital, and I'm reaching in my pocket for my American Express card thinking I've got to pay him. He wouldn't take any money. When I got sick in Macau, I tried to give this lady a few hundred bucks, and she was insulted and said she wouldn't take any money. So I've had some good medical care around the world that didn't cost me anything, and now I'm paying through the nose for Kaiser. I hope Kaiser doesn't drop me for saying this on the phone, but they charge me much too much. How's life treating you? You're a bail bondsman now up there in Sacramento. So are you chasing bad guys around to jump bail or what?
Yeah, you know what? We were doing a little bounty hunting show there for a while, and then things went haywire. You know, people get kind of greedy. It was funny. But, you know, we had some really good stuff. I mean, we were everywhere. We were in Compton. We were in Oakland. We were in East L.A. We were everywhere. We go different states. We go different countries. We don't care where you're at. If you're running, we're going to chase you. You know, it's just, you know, it's like this. Like, I've gotten quite a few people out of Mexico, and it's not hard. It's tricky. You know, everybody thinks that if you go to Mexico, oh, you're safe. No, not really, because Mexico don't want you either. And if you go through the right chains of commands, you can get it done. They'll do it for you. They'll bring them to the border for you if you go through the right chains of commands. You know, so, you know, getting the hookups like that, it's actually really nice.
Okay,
know?
So life as a bail bondsman is good?
Not like it was. It's like anything else with the economy, you know. We're that one company that gets left out when the economy sells. People start saying, well, you know, son, you can stay in jail because I don't know if I'm going to have a job next week. You know what I mean? So, you know, we actually had to learn how to rewrite bail. You know, we had to change the ways we wrote bail. And back then, 5-6 years ago, if you didn't have at least half your money, you know, I wouldn't even look at you. You know, today we got to Shenigo and Shemichael to make deals, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, shoot, back then I was doing $800,000 to $900,000 a month in bail. And so it wasn't a bad living. But today, not even close.
Okay. So now I'm going to bring up a negative on you. What's the worst that you've ever been beaten on? Is there a guy running around the world that beat you for a lot of money and you can't find him?
Oh, yeah, but he's dead.
He's dead.
And it wasn't by me. But he died. Yeah, it was actually when we first started. And I didn't know anything about writing Bell. $150,000 Bell. And I didn't write it. My wife wrote it. So, and he was a, there's a way to get away, but you have to lose life as you know it. And if you do that, you can do it. And even at that, we were in the same town that he was in. We just couldn't pinpoint him. And he ended up being Santa Cruz. He died in Santa Cruz, so. And for a while there, we were in Santa Cruz for like about a month looking for him because we had good hits on him in Santa Cruz. And, we just couldn't pinpoint him, And I was in Mexico at the time, so I was doing something else in Mexico, and I couldn't be down there. So, I don't know how they handled it or what they did that they couldn't find him, but they couldn't find him.
Okay, my current guest, Tony the Tiger Lopez, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide on the Internet. We are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network. Of course, I'm going back to July 23rd, 1988. It was the Arco Arena. Was that the old Arco Arena where you beat Rocky Lockridge the first time, or was that the new one?
That was the old one.
It was the old one?
Yes, sir.
Man, time flies. Time flies.
Yeah,
of course,
ain't that crazy?
Yeah, the 1988 Fight of the Year, Ring Magazine. Of course, he gave you hell. He really did give you hell. His decisions were 115, 112 twice, and 116, 112. Of course, that's 8-4 in rounds. Lockridge was a hell of a guy, a tough guy, but he came on some hard luck. I've seen some videos of him, and I did a couple of pieces on him last year where he was walking the streets of New Jersey like just broken, busted, and disgusted.
Yeah, and what's so funny is I would have never thought that from him. Out of all the fighters in the world, I mean, he was a nice, classy, he had a great family, his kids were awesome. I would have never thought that from him in my life. He would have been the last person I thought would have did something like that. I guess boxing was his life, and without it, he had nothing.
Tony, I think that once you smoke a little crack, and you get hooked on crack, your entire life changes, whether you're a boxer, a stockbroker, the president, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I know that, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think he'd ever tried it if it wasn't for him losing the title or something like that. I mean, I just thought from that fight on the second fight on down, he was down and out. I mean, he went from being a classy world champion to where he is now.
You know where I think he got burned, though? You know what I think really ruined him emotionally, I thought, was the fight with Wilfredo Gomez, I think it was in Puerto Rico, where he beat Gomez so bad he should have been arrested for domestic violence, and they gave Gomez a fight. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
And you know what, want me to tell you something funny? As I remember coming up in the ranks, and Lockridge was already a world champion, and I always thought to myself, man, but I was young, and you're young and dumb and have big dreams, but I said, man, if I can only beat this guy, I would love to fight Rocky Lockridge. He's got my style, I can beat him, win the world title, retire for the rest of my life and be happy. Well, I beat him, and, I couldn't retire and be happy for the rest of my life. I just one fight, that's for sure. But life ain't bad, I'm telling you that.
No, we had a good time. I remember going to Lake Tahoe. I think it was Caesar's Palace up there in Lake Tahoe when he fought the Harlem Butcher. Tyrone Jackson stopped him in 8 rounds. I mean, then you had the fights with Molina, and of course, you had the fights with Paez that drew a big gate up there in Sacramento. I think that was a record gate for a long time until like De La Hoya fought Mosley the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ali had the gate from 1972, then Paez and myself broke it, and what was that, 92 or something like that, and they built a bigger one in L.A., and De La Hoya broke it with some other guy.
Okay.
You build it, people will come.
Okay, and of course, then you moved on up to 135 pounds and won the WBA title. I mean, you beat Ding Bong Tabella, you beat Joey Gamache. Beating Gamache in Maine, I mean, that had to be a little tough because, like, Maine is almost the state in which Joey Gamache owned.
You know what, though? It wasn't that bad. I mean, people always said that, because I did, but people say, well, he's always fighting the second one. Is he scared to go? It has nothing to do with that. My attitude was, shoot, and back then, let's be honest, money dictates where the fight's going to be, And if you're not the champion, the champion dictates where the fight's going to be. But if you are the champion and you fight another top-rated contender fighter, then money dictates where the fight's going to be. You know, back in them days, I mean, money was, they were offering me a lot more money to go to Portland, Maine than and Joey Gamache and Lee. So I went, okay, show me the money. You know, I mean, it's a short-lived game, and you got to make what you can when you can. So, hey, you know, if you're paying me, right, I had more fights out of Sacramento. If they offered me more money out of Sacramento.
True.
You know?
Tony the Tiger Lopez is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network. You can check out all the information on the show at Ring Talk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Now, you fought Julio Cesar Chavez. That was your dream fight, to go down there in Mexico City and fight Julio Cesar Chavez. But were you past your prime at that point in time?
Oh, well, you know, I was probably hanging over it. But, you know, here's the thing with that fight. You know, that's the biggest disappointing fight of my career. Because here's what it is. You know, I didn't go down to win a decision. I had no plans or dreams of winning a decision. Not down there. Not anywhere. And so, like I went down. I was there for 2 months. And I started telling people from the day that I got there, when I got off the plane, I had cameras and microphones in my face. And I told them, I said, look, you know, because I'm very fluent in Spanish. I go, look. I'm going to box for 10 rounds. I'm going to take him out the last two. Last two are championship rounds. I'm going to knock him out. And, you know, all the way to the day of the fight, I mean, we went on TV, and he was just a, you know what, Chavez is just a butt, you know, to be the nicer, he's just a butt, you know, and he acts like his stuff don't stink, and it does, and, you know, we just didn't get along. I don't like people like that. And so when the fight happened, you know, I got a little, even at the end of the fight, I got a two-stitch cut, I think second or third round, I got a two-stitch cut under my eye. Are you serious? It never opened up any wider. It never got any worse. And, you know, but listen to this. You know, we go down the 10th round. 10th round, they stop the fight in the 10th. I'm thinking, what are you doing? You know, I'm not blinking. I'm not blinking in my eye. My eyes are fine. What are you doing? You know, and they stop the fight, and the referee takes me over to the doctor that's standing up on the floor, not the ring, but on the floor. And I'm standing up on the ring, so I'm, what, maybe 10 feet taller than he is? And he goes, the doctor goes, oh, no. He looks, never touches my eye, never gets close to my eye, and says, oh, no, it's over. The fight's over. And so I told the doctor, I said, look, let me finish this round. If I don't knock him out this round, you can stop the fight. I'll quit, and I'll never complain. And he says, oh, no, 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 this fight's over. I'm going, you're a joke. This thing's a whole joke. You know, it was funny when we got there. You know what? I have no respect for him as a man. I have no respect for him as a fighter. And he didn't even hit hard. I mean, come on. You know,
that's okay. Tony,
that's a bad subject.
Tony, here's what's up. I've got my issues with Chavez as well. Why don't I bring you back in a couple weeks? We'll spend some more time together. How's that sound?
You got it, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. Say hello to your lovely wife. Good luck in the bail bonds business, and I will talk to you real soon.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you.
Tony the Tiger Lopez, folks, former two-time world champion of Sacramento, California. Always a pleasure to talk to him, and he does have a lovely wife, very smart lady. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Little East Bay Soul from the premiere CD from Greg Adams and his band. They've got a second CD they just released a couple of weeks ago, but this was the first.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly.
heavily by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know what I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the biggest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the quickest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
My man, Tom Bowes, former lead singer of Tower of Power, of course, now with the New York Funk Harmonic Orchestra, sharing lead singer duties with Brent Carter. Of course, Brent Carter, a former Tower of Power lead, is also working with the Average White Band, AWB. So I guess seeing Brent is African-American, that's not your average white band anymore. Anyway, tonight on Showtime, Orlando Salido, 37-11-225 KOs. Not an impressive record, right? Well, he beat Juan Manuel Lopez last year in one of the gnarliest fights in a long time. I mean, he stopped Lopez. I mean, he beat Lopez up before stopping him. 31-1 is Lopez, 28 KOs. They rumble tonight in the Roberto Clemente Coliseum in San Juan, Puerto Rico. That's on Showtime at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That will be a hell of a fight to watch, folks. That is a fight of the weekend as far as boxing is concerned, and I would watch that one without a doubt. I would make sure I watch that. Whether you got to steal it online somewhere or you watch it on Showtime, make sure you get to watch this fight. Lopez and Salido tonight on Showtime. Well, that is Lenny Williams in the Tower of Power telling me it is so very hard to go. And it is. This is the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It airs each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. There will be a Sunday show at 11 a.m. Pacific time where we will combine both boxing and MMA at Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at noon Pacific time on Saturdays, of course, that airs in just a few minutes. And that will feature the world of MMA and the UFC. We'll bring in Caesar Gracie from the famous Gracie family. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, I got a great producer in Scott Cuddy, and I thank you so much for listening.